From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 17th, 2019. This week, those mystery sounds open a revised episode from 2012 on a semi-aquatic mammal known for its teeth, its tail, its fur, and its behavior. Have a listen for about 10 more seconds and see if you can guess what's making the splat and splash sounds. And here's a hint. You can guess this if you get busy. If you guessed a beaver, you're right. That was the sound of an American beaver smacking its tail on the surface of a creek as the animal submerged. The tail slap is a defensive behavior for a beaver protecting the territory around its colony. As semi-aquatic mammals, beavers spend time both on land and in the water, in contrast to fully aquatic mammals like dolphins or whales. Beavers live in lodges that either are dug into the banks of streams, lakes, or ponds, or are built freestanding from wood and mud, with interior spaces above water and entrances below water. Beavers build dams to deepen the water level for lodge building, but also to allow the animals to dive for safety, travel in the water to feeding areas, and transport felled trees back to their lodge. Beavers feed on bark from various tree species, as well as on non-woody plants when those are available. Beavers have many adaptations for their semi-aquatic life. The paddle-like tail, besides its use in warnings, functions in propulsion and maneuvering in the water, balance while feeding on trees on land, fat reserves, and body temperature regulation. The front feet are adapted for grasping food and digging, while the webbed hind feet aid in swimming. When a beaver is underwater, valves keep water out of the nose and ears, transparent membranes cover the eyes, and the lips close behind the teeth, allowing underwater gnawing. And beaver fur keeps in heat, keeps out water, helps the animal float, and provides protection from predators. That fur's use in hats and other products made the animals highly prized, widely trapped, and historically significant during European exploration and settlement of North America, to the point that beavers were eliminated from much of their natural range. But reintroduction and successful reproduction have restored beaver populations to much of North America, including throughout Virginia. The return of beavers to developed areas presents humans with a range of benefits and costs. Beaver activity can create new wildlife habitats and have positive impacts on water quality, but it can also result in flooded human infrastructure, eating of agricultural crops, and damage to trees. Living on land and in the water, having a significant role in the history of North America, affecting wildlife and human habitat, the American beaver is a complicated wildlife story. Here's a closing take on that story from Dietlin Müller-Schwarze in his 2011 book, The Beaver, Its Life and Impact. This animal dazzles with its extensive constructions, demands respect as a survival artist, and, when in conflict with humans, challenges the best minds in wildlife management. Many citizens, groups, and professionals strive to resolve those conflicts and find ways for us to coexist with beavers. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.